Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
We have a confession. Earlier this morning, we said the low was -5, when actually the low today is -3. April Fools! Oh, you should see your face right now. Oh, we got you. We so got you.
Nice one, buddy. Nice.
Oh, like Jim Halpert from The Office, just the prank kings and queens over here.
Gonna write that one down for next time.
The lame pranks like that one, those are the only ones you should be pulling today. April Fool's Day, it's kind of canceled today. Not canceled, but postponed. It's just doesn't feel like a prank day, does it?
Doesn't.
No. So keep the pranks simple and lame. Those are the best kind of pranks.
Simple and lame.
-5's the low.
Oh, classic. Such a good one.
I don't know if you remember, what was it, like 5 or 6 months back when I came up with the idea for Picky's?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea.
The restaurant for picky eaters. Only 4 things on the menu. Grilled cheese sandwiches, pepperoni pizza, a burger.
Wasn't it like dry ribs or something?
And dry ribs and chicken fingers.
Yeah.
And then only one type of beer on a draft. It's just the perfect place for picky eaters. Mm-hmm. Picky's. Got actually a lot of good reactions. It was like, I'd totally eat here. This is great. Stacy now has her own restaurant idea.
I don't know if it's as good as Picky's.
Oh, this is way better. In my opinion, we should open up these beside each other, get in the restaurant business. Yours is good for many, many reasons.
Here it is. It's a restaurant called Leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically all the other restaurants in town that don't use their food. I'm not talking about like the scrapings off of people's plates.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you didn't finish those fries. Perfect. We'll send them to Leftovers. But basically the food from all the restaurants that they don't use, this restaurant called Leftovers takes them and makes wonderful things with them. And specifically, this got me thinking because Kevin, our one listener,
our one lonely listener.
That listener was like, you guys, you just put leftovers in a wrap and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So this restaurant could be just wraps of like leftover Fuddruckers stuff, you know? I don't know.
You know what? It could be called either Leftovers or, I just thought of it, you could call it That's a Wrap.
Oh, I feel like there's got to be a restaurant called that
already.
There
has to be, right? There's obviously some copyright infringement there. I love this idea because it limits food waste.
Yeah.
Plus, like, you wouldn't even have a menu. Every day would be something different.
Yep.
So this is like the opposite of Picky's. This is for the people who are like, I don't care what you give me. If it's on a plate, I'm eating it. That's for these people who like something different every day. Like, this would be great.
Because maybe in your wrap, there's going to be like 2 or 3 jalapeno poppers, a couple of fries, and some lettuce.
And some pump cheese from Fudd's.
Wow,
that actually sounds...
That sounds amazing!
Did we just invent the best rap ever? Why are we in radio when we come up with awesome restaurant ideas like this?
We should be entrepreneurs.
What was that?
Entrepreneurs.
One more time?
Entrepreneurs.
Today's Thursday. Tomorrow is a stat holiday. So, this is happening today.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
We gotta do Cruise Confused Lyrics to end off the work week, right?
Absolutely. It would be wrong if we didn't.
Very wrong.
Actually, April Fools, we're not doing it! Anyway, first one's from Melanie. This is a great one.
Worst April Fool's joke ever.
That was bad. Steve Winwood, Higher Love, such a great song.
Did not commit to the bit at all.
Not even a little bit.
Gave up after 3 seconds.
Steve Winwood, Higher Love. Melanie hears, Bring Me a Tylenol.
One.
He had a
real good
big
one.
Night last night, old Steve Winwood. Not the correct lyrics, much like the title. Bring me a higher love.
I hear something else too.
What?
Iron lung. Bring me an iron lung one more time.
Yeah.
Right?
Who doesn't love a good iron lung? Those things are cozy.
A nice twofer on Cruise Confused Lyrics. The next one's from Jay Whitesnake. Here I go again. Jay hears, To walk along, the low is 3 degrees.
To walk along, the low is 3 degrees.
Hey, Stacy.
Yes.
What's the low today?
-3 degrees.
Let's go! Oh, what an amazing coincidence.
So crazy.
It's almost as if we planned it out that way.
What?
Jay sent this to us like a month ago, and we waited until the low was 3 degrees.
I check it every time we do this, and it's like, oh my God, yes.
The actual lyrics to Walk Along the Lonely Street of Dreams. Windows 98.
Is it my turn? Yeah, sure. It is. Okay, Grant sent us this one. It's the last one. Michael Jackson, Bad. Great song. This is great. Grant hears, when they say the sky's a lemon and your baby smells like food.
Lay off the jazz cabbage.
Wow, man. MJ.
Someone is tripping out.
Yeah, not the correct lyrics, although those are fun. When they say the sky's the limit, and to me that's really true.
That's it, that's all.
Smells like food.
Usually babies do smell like food, though,
that's
to be fair.
That's very true, yeah.
That's it, that's all for Cruise Confused Lyrics. Cue the paper crumple.
I'm not doing the paper crumple today, Clayton.
April Fool's!
Yes, I am!
The sad part is, that was better than your first April Fool's joke, which is the pathetic part. It is time for another episode of Headline Hall of Fame. Headline Hall of Fame! Mafia boss gets caught thanks to his YouTube cooking channel. This guy, his name is Mark, by the way, which is a horrible name for a mafia boss. Mark.
But it's with a C, and he's...
That makes it even worse.
I think he's French.
Mark. Yeah, he's from the Italian mafia. He has been hiding in the Dominican Republic since 2014.
Wow.
Apparently during this time, though, he was uploading these cooking YouTube videos to his page because he wanted to be this big celebrity chef. So he kept uploading this, and someone recognized him, and they caught him.
I guess maybe his food was just that good that he had to risk being discovered because he needed to share the recipes with the world.
If you're on the lam and you're trying to escape the FBI on a global level, not just on like a local or national level, like a global level.
Yeah.
And like you're running away from them. Maybe stay off of YouTube. Like, yeah, sure, you want to be the next Guy Fieri, but maybe wait until, like, your name is cleared or something.
Well, here's the thing. I just read a little bit further. Turns out in these cooking videos, he never showed his face.
Okay.
But he had tattoos that people recognized, and it was like, there he is.
Worst cooking show ever, by the way. Like, the Mystery Man cooking show. Who could it be? It might be John Stamos. It might be Dave Coulier.
Who knows?
It might be another member of Full House. I don't know why I just used two people from that show. Why? Like, this guy, man. Like, weigh the pros and cons. Cons, if I upload this video, I might get caught and ruin my 6 years escaping the police. Pros, I might get triple-digit views on my Beef Wellington video.
This is pretty cool. Something the Saskatoon police has decided to implement, and they are basically safe zones for people who like to buy and sell things off of buy and sell sites. Kijiji, Facebook Marketplace, that sort of thing.
We talk about those sites a lot because we're pretty cheap.
Yep.
And we browse those sites all the time. Like,
love me a good deal.
You just found a free vintage record player on there. I found a video poker machine, like a tabletop video poker machine.
Yeah.
Like, you find some good stuff on there sometimes.
And this is pretty cool because you've heard stories too where you go to meet up with somebody and you exchange the goods. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, I'll send you an e-transfer. And you never see the e-transfer.
Yeah.
So Saskatoon police outside of police headquarters have designated some spaces there for people to meet up and exchange items. It's in a well-lit parking lot. It is at the police station.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a very small chance of you, or it should be a zero chance of you actually getting scammed. But at the same time, they wanted to remind you when it comes to buying and selling things, if you're meeting up with someone, bring somebody with you. Only pay for things once you've viewed it and met the seller. Try to use cash because clearly, you know, it's like, yeah, I'll send you the e-transfer. Mm-hmm. It's like saying the check's in the mail.
It's the oldest trick in the book.
Exactly. They do want you to report the theft or fraud that happens and try to make sure you're not buying stolen items.
Well, that's a tough
one. It's tough, I know.
What are you supposed to do? Ask the person, hey, did you steal this?
Well, you can apparently go to the Government of Canada's website and look and see if things have been stolen. That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
No one's going to do that.
Something that you're paying $10 for.
Is this electronic keyboard been stolen that you're selling? What about these floor mats for a Mazda 3?
What about these lamps from 1997? Did you steal these? That Blockbuster documentary.
Yes.
The last Blockbuster. Have you seen it yet?
I haven't. It's on my list, which is huge.
Everyone is talking about this documentary in a positive way. Like, people are remembering Blockbuster.
It's super nostalgic.
And everything's so positive. Everything's like, oh, the smell, oh, the carpets, oh, the popcorn. But Blockbuster wasn't perfect. Blockbuster had a lot of flaws, and we're going to expose them right now, because Blockbuster has been getting away with, not murder, but with with being this perfect angel video store. And it's like, nay, there are some discrepancies with Blockbuster. First of all, the computer system that they used.
Right.
If you had to ask a Blockbuster employee, hey, do you have this in the back or in the system? Hey, just a second, let me check.
That's the down arrow, by the way. Okay.
No, we don't have it. Sorry. Aww. No, sorry. Cool Runnings is out. We don't have it. My bad. Cool Runnings. Like, 7 minutes of my life gone. Thank you.
One other thing, too, that I feel like they didn't do very well was the carpet in there. As fun as the carpet was, it was always disgustingly
so
dirty.
So gross.
Because we'd come in the winter with our disgusting sloppy boots on and walk around on their carpet. Like, gross.
Can we talk about the employees at Blockbuster?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry if you worked at Blockbuster, but gonna be brutally honest with you here. You sucked at your job. Blockbuster employees, they were so high and mighty because they knew that being a Blockbuster employee was some hot job, right?
Well,
Everyone wanted their job. And they just treated you like a peasant. They were just like, yeah, let them eat cake. Whatever. Well, I'm better than you. I'm wearing this blue polo.
They had what we wanted. They had the movies, and that's what everybody wanted on a Friday night.
And they were always flirting with each other, too. They were never paying attention to you. They were always flirting with each other. They always had something better to do.
Other times too, when you're scrolling down the new release portion and you think you see a DVD behind the fake DVD and you're it's not there.
Optical illusion.
Yep.
My eyes are playing tricks on me again. No, just Blockbuster's trash. back to the employees too. Clint texted this to us. Remember when you go in there on a Wednesday at like 2 in the afternoon?
Oh, that was always weird.
Well, they'd be mad at you. They'd be like, oh great, a customer. Ruining my alone time in here, trying to watch Dumb and Dumber on the big screens. Now I gotta cater to you, gotta do my job. You go to ask them, hey, is this in stock? Oh, it might be in the return bin, but we haven't organized it yet, so you can just do it.
Have a look.
Oh, isn't it your job to go through the return bin? Yeah, but you can do it. I work at Blockbuster, I don't have to work.
Everyone deserves a little recognition. It's time for some Cruise shout-outs.
Shout out!
Take it away, Stacy and Clayton.
Shout-out to Mini Eggs. I don't need to explain this one, do I? It's Mini Egg season, and I'm all for it.
Shout-out to Easter for making it socially acceptable to eat Mini Eggs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Best 4 days ever.
Shout out to grocery stores for putting the mini eggs right at the front of the store. Thanks for saving me some time, because you know that's the only reason I'm here.
Shout out to those giant bags of mini eggs, the ones that say family size on the bag. But let's be real here. You're hiding that bad boy in your car, and you're slowly eating the whole thing by yourself every day on the way to work. Hey, nothing wrong with a personal shame bag of mini eggs.
And shout out to all the mini egg imposters out there. Looking at you, eggies. Some people will say, oh, they taste the exact same. No, they don't. Stop spreading lies.
Minus three, April Fools. Oh, you should see your face right now. Oh, we got you. We so got you.
Oh, nice one, buddy. Nice.
Oh, like Jim Halpert from The Office, just the prank kings and queens over here.
I'm going to write that one down for next time.
The lame pranks like that one, those are the only ones you should be pulling today. April Fool's Day, it's kind of canceled today. Not canceled, but postponed. It's just doesn't feel like a prank day, does it?
Doesn't.
No. So keep the pranks simple and lame. Those are the best kind of pranks.
Simple and lame.
Minus five's the low.
Classic.
Oh, oh my.
This is pretty cool. Something the Saskatoon police has decided to implement, and they are basically safe zones for people who like to buy and sell things off of buy and sell sites. Kijiji, Facebook Marketplace, that sort of thing.
We talk about those sites a lot because we're pretty cheap.
Yep.
And we browse those sites all the time. Like,
love me a good deal.
You just found a free vintage record player on there. I found a video poker machine, like a tabletop video poker machine.
Yeah.
Like, you find some good stuff on there sometimes.
And this is pretty cool because you've heard stories too where you go to meet up with somebody and you exchange the goods. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, I'll send you an e-transfer. And you never see the e-transfer.
Yeah.
So Saskatoon police outside of police headquarters have designated some spaces there for people to meet up and exchange items. It's in a well-lit parking lot. It is at the police station.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a very small chance of you, or it should be a zero chance of you actually getting scammed. But at the same time, they wanted to remind you when it comes to buying and selling things, if you're meeting up with someone, bring somebody with you. Only pay for things once you've viewed it and met the seller. Try to use cash because clearly, you know, it's like, yeah, I'll send you the e-transfer. Mm-hmm. It's like saying the check's in the mail.
It's the oldest trick in the book.
Exactly. They do want you to report the theft or fraud that happens and try to make sure you're not buying stolen items.
Well, that's a tough
one. It's tough, I know.
What are you supposed to do? Ask the person, hey, did you steal this?
Well, you can apparently go to the Government of Canada's website and look and see if things have been stolen. That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
No one's going to do that.
Something that you're paying $10 for.
Is this electronic keyboard been stolen that you're selling? What about these floor mats for a Mazda 3?
What about these lamps from 1997? Did you steal these?
I think a lot of people getting into the spring cleaning mode of things, wanting to tidy things up, maybe do some organizing.
Doing their best Marie Kondo impression.
Yeah. She was big a couple years ago on Netflix. She had a series of how to organize your life. Her big thing was if it doesn't give you joy, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a reaction within 30 seconds or something, toss it or recycle it, pass it on, whatever. And it was huge. People were going bonkers over organizing. And I think it kind of fizzled out a little bit, but I've seen a lot of videos on Facebook, Instagram of people hiring companies to come into their home, basically empty all their cupboards, their fridges, and replace them with trays and stacking things and labels and organizing everything.
You know whose fault this is? Like the organizing trend? It's not Marie Kondo. It's Pinterest. There are so many organizing ideas on Pinterest.
Oh,
my wife just scrolls for hours looking at these organizing ideas, even though my wife is like one of the messiest people on the planet.
See,
but she still likes the idea of being organized.
And that's kind of like when I go on Pinterest too, I look at recipes and I'm like, oh my God, that looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to make it? No. But looking at it pleases me.
Yeah.
Same thing with organizing. Like how pleasing to the eye is it to see, especially to before and afters? Here's the before shot of my pantry.
Yeah.
Ooh, what a nightmare. The after shot, oh my God, it's amazing. Like it's satisfying.
We all have that one thing in our house that like needs to be organized. That one area, that one room, whatever it might be. Like what's that for you? What's the one thing that just needs to be organized?
Front hall closet.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a nightmare. And I'm a fairly neat person. The majority of our house, I would say, is definitely organized. Our storage room is very organized. Even Sean's downstairs room is quite nicely organized. But the front closet, I just don't know what to do with it.
A lot of people would say the bedroom closet, but the front closet is a very under-the-radar answer because nothing's worse than walking home and looking at like an unorganized closet. There's jackets on the floor, shoes everywhere. You're like, oh, man. Like the top area of the closet where like the toques and mitts and hats go, it's always just a giant nightmare, right?
I have baskets up there, but it's a very tall shelf on that closet, and so putting anything away, you have to like take two baskets down, and it's just not conveniently organized.
Or you got to get the stool and go up there.
Oh,
it's way easier just to chuck it up there and hope for the best, right?
Go and get a stool to go and put your toque away. Come on.
What area in your house needs to be organized? Just let us know. 306-938-0963. Call or text. For me, it's the fridge. Can't have an unorganized fridge.
Me neither.
When we go grocery shopping, sometimes Brenly will just throw stuff in there and it's like, whatever. When we first started dating anyway. Now she knows.
Just leave it up to you.
I get that big vein in my forehead where I'm like, where's the sriracha? The sriracha's not where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.